for children with autism, socializing can be hard because it involves things like taking turns.
And waiting is very, 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 very hard for people with autism and anxiety.
Jana Graf knows. Two of her sons, like 8-year-old Shaw there in the background, have autism, attention deficit disorder, and anxiety diagnoses. When Shaw was young, it was hard.
And he screamed every day for 8 hours a day for 6 months. And he's just awesome.
These days, he likes to show off. He spells my name.
E-E-T-E-R.
That's exactly right. How'd you know that?
It's because it kind of look like that's your name.
Once a week, Shaw heads to Indiana State University's psychology clinic for an autism treatment, improv theater class.
You guys ready to do the warm-up?
Yep.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5, 4, 3.
Rachel Megan, an ISU grad student, designed the class for children aged 6 through 9 with high-functioning autism. The focus? Communication.
Through our facial expressions, through the way our body language shows it, or just the tone of our voice.
Megan is measuring how children interpret these things, because children with autism
are not able to read those cues as well.
Body language, recognizing emotions, that's a separate language.
And they haven't necessarily learned that language.
But improv can be a language immersion program.
Okay, so here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do the
Shaw and classmates choose sentences out of a white envelope, pick a random card with an emotion on it, then say that sentence in that emotion.
Who wants to try one?
Me, 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 me.
Sometimes it's easy.
Say, it sounds really great in a happy voice.
Yay, it sounds really great in a happy voice. Yay!
But like in real life, the way you say the words changes their meaning. So when emotions don't obviously line up with the words, it's more of a challenge. Like with the phrase, it's over.
It's over. Sad.
No.
Scared.
No.
Happy.
Yes.
What would have helped him to show that he was happy?
Silas, Shaw's sister who doesn't have autism but comes with her brother,
anything?
She knows.
Yay, it's over, yay, it's over, yay.
Okay, so jumping up and down, having the voice get a little higher, it's over! And a little
and
louder.
They improvise other situations too.
We're gonna role play how to deal with anxiety.
Maybe it's something we all could use, but for these children, it's especially important. Shaw plays someone nervous to go to a new school.
I think it's going to be scary. Take deep breaths and you'll not be scared.
The idea is pretty straightforward.
Good job, guys.
Get children to act out different situations, think about their emotions, and they'll be better at doing it when they need to because they can draw on improv.
It's being recognized as a technology for human connection and communication.
Jim Ansaldo is a research scholar at Indiana University and runs an improv summer camp for teens with autism. He says improv-specific programs for children with autism are rare, but growing.
What improv really does is create a safe and fun and authentic environment in which to practice, where mistakes really don't matter.
And Jana Graf, Shaw's mom from earlier, she says the change is real. She saw it when the 8-year-old, who she says can ramble, introduced himself at a church group.
When he learned about how to stop and pause and take a moment, he said, "My name's Shaw, I'm 8 years old." And he actually took his hands and waved it to the next person and realized it was his turn.
So how'd that make you feel?
Wonderful. Because now he's learning how to wait.
And it's this kind of feedback that the researchers are using to see how this improv class transfers to real social skills. And so far, they're encouraged by the early results. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Peter Ballinon-Rosen.